What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Wandering Minds, a podcast full of 20-some-year-olds who think that they know everything when in fact they know nothing. I'm Guillaume Pierre, joined here by my good friend, Jerry.
What's up, guys? It's Jerry on Batman.
Okay,
here.
And Adam.
Hi, what's up, guys?
And then I'm Will.
They call me the best.
And that's Crystal.
Be prepared to hear Crystal's laugh all the time.
If you're using headphones, yeah. Take them shits off. You don't need them.
Facts.
Your ears gonna be bleeding.
Today's topic is about.
Crystal, you good?
First topic, we talked about what, life.
Talk about life and what
was love.
Our purposes are. Okay. And now I kind of want to talk about love. Like I said, I was gonna do last time. Love. Let's talk about marriage, since marriage is love. Guys, who do you guys think is the first one to get married out of us?
Of our group. Oh, best.
Slick Will 45.
That's his Snapchat, Adam. That's his Snapchat, his Instagram. I guess. Probably.
I don't know.
He said he already met the goat.
That's natural. You be lying.
He met the goat of his life for the fourth time.
No.
Yeah. Tell us her name. We've been calling her number four the whole time.
Her name is Tom Brady.
Well, how did the day go? Tell us that. Well, you're just the poem you're about to read.
Yeah.
What? Bro, what are you talking about?
This dude, yo.
See, now he's all shy now that the freaking.
Yo, this is exclusive, yo.
exclusive.
Yeah, this is going to us. No one's gonna listen to this.
Barely.
We're the only ones that's gonna listen to this.
I know, we only have like two viewers.
Yeah. Who's the two?
Me. I don't know.
Me.
No.
just say it. Tell us the date.
What happened? Alright, so I tell you what happened. So it was like 3 p.m. I think Monday, which was. I'm trying to do my math right. I think 10-2. I don't know. I could be wrong. Don't quote me on that. But it's 3 p.m. I picked her up from my house, and then we went to this coffee shop called The Green Bean. It was pretty chill. You know what I'm saying? Had some pretty good cappuccinos. I had one, she had one almond milk cappuccinos because I don't do regular milk. After that, we went to the top of this parking lot building. There wasn't that many floors, so it wasn't that high, but it was like 5 or 6 floors. So we went to the top, you know what I'm saying? We was chilling, just enjoying the view one night. We listened to some music, just talking and whatnot. And after that, we took a walk. Through downtown New Bedford, and we went to this art gallery. I forget what it's called. But funny thing, it was on William Street, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm the best. You already know, they've been naming streets after me. That place was cool. And then we went to, where we went after that? We went to the Harbor Walk. Yeah, the Harbor Walk is really cool if you guys haven't been there. It's pretty modern. It's pretty retro, you know what I'm saying? They got, like, lights and there was. It's just like a really long path outside the harbor. That's where like they be docking the boats and whatnot. That was cool. We walked all the way down, came back. That took a while. And then after that, we went to No Problemo, Mexican restaurant. It was pretty good. I got a burrito bowl. She got like a taco or something like that. And then.
By the way, that's the girl texting now.
No, that's Steven. Open the door. So, your boy Steven just came. Who's going to open the door for him? Now I'm explaining the story, yo.
All right,
so, anyways. So, I said, the Harbor Walk. And then after the Harbor Walk, we went to No Problemo, the Mexican restaurant. Like I said, I got a burrito bowl. She got, like, a taco bowl, something like that. Burrito bowl was pretty good. Your boy was hungry, so I definitely killed that thing, you know what I'm saying? And then after that, we just drove around New Bedford, and then I dropped off at like 9:30 or something like that. So it was like 3 to 9:30. It was good. You know what I'm saying? It was cool.
So tell us, how was the date overall? 9 out of 10, 10 out of 10.
Yo, it's my boy Steven. You know what I'm saying? He just walked through the door, but it went pretty well. You know what I'm saying? It was good. It was real good. Best of the best. Probably.
Best of the best, 10 out of 10?
Not that many dates, because I haven't been on that many dates in my lifetime, you know what I'm saying?
How many girls have you met?
I don't know. Crystal, Anna, barely, what the heck?
Let me know what's been going on.
Really?
Steven, I asked them who, was telling this love story, but before that I asked.
It ain't no love story, just saying what happened when we went out.
It's a love story.
I asked who out in the group would get married first. And I remember I asked you that before. What was your answer?
Steven's gonna get married first, he said.
I mean, I wouldn't argue with that.
Hey, see my boy.
Slick Will 45.
Either me, Will, or Adam.
See,
hey,
check this out. This kid said himself. And so before you were here, and before this podcast, I asked that question. And nobody said you. And when I said, Steven said he wanted to be a family man. Y'all looked at me like I was fucking tripping.
I didn't say nothing.
So I want to hear everybody's, like, they said that you're too immature. And
I didn't say that. Don't say everybody. Don't say everybody.
You judge him. I don't know what he's doing right now.
I didn't even say nothing.
And right now, what he's doing doesn't seem like he wants to.
Get at your man, Jim.
I don't know who to believe at this point.
No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. He said that. He just what he just said.
Okay.
So, what do you have to say to that?
Steven's having fun.
Steven's
living life.
See, look. Okay, I'm just doing what I gotta do based on my situation and based on what, you know, what our kids our age want, I guess. So, it's like, I would want to settle down at something I want. But given, like, my situation, it's like, you know, if girls want to fool around with me, then it's like, I'll fool around too. You know, just...
See, don't you?
Yeah.
It's a girl doesn't fool around with you.
Mm-hmm.
You'll fool around. What about you? You don't initiate that fool around?
See, look. I wish I could be like, yo, let's go on, like, blah, 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 blah. But it's like, I feel like for me, it's like, based on my experience with girls, it's like, it's kind of like, okay, let's just do whatever you want. Because, like, at this point, it's like, if I don't see you as, like, my initial partner, like, someone I want to be with, it's like, why am I going to, like, bother? It's like, okay, like, we won't fool around.
I just noticed we interrupted Will's story.
No, Will, go ahead, yo.
Nah, go ahead.
Will needs to finish his story.
We're gonna leave off.
About who?
No, you just asked. I said best of the best, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was talking about it. Go on dates with that many girls.
Not that many.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, facts. You went on dumb dates, kid.
Double.
He's
like, not that many.
No, that's a lot of dates.
I'd be lucky to have one.
How many dates you went is like combined with all of us.
We're single as fuck.
Tell me about it. We have like 4 relationships already.
Not even.
6 months.
1 week. Oh my god, I can't.
Alright, yeah, continue.
The best part.
Go to the best part. What happened after that?
I dropped her off. We ended the night with a fist bump, and that's it.
He said, "Alright, my nigga, I'm going. That's it.
Fist bump. You know what I'm saying?
No damn
that's all there was.
You dropped her off at her house?
Yeah.
Did you at least give her a hug?
No.
What the hell was
that?
She think I was gonna
he dropped her off. He went for a hug. She thought he was going for a hug, but he was like opening the door.
Yeah.
Like in Spider-Man.
I don't care.
Oh man, well, you're crazy.
Why
so she
crazy?
Wasn't 10 out of 10 then.
Because I feel like if she's like this one, then you would want to like kiss her or something. Or like hug her. Or do something. Or not a fist bump.
I don't think that has any play in. Because what does a kiss or a hug symbolize?
I don't know that you kind of like them.
That you're physically attracted to
your affection, I guess. A little bit.
I mean, so listen. Listen to this. So let's take a hug and a kiss for what it's worth. Right? So a kiss is like your lips touch, right? That's all that really happens. Your lips touch. Now let's take a hug. You wrap your arms around them, right? And it's like, yeah, that happens. But at the end of the day, it's like, what's behind that? That's more important. Not the symbol. So if both parties know like what's happening, then there's no point in putting out that symbol.
What?
So let's say like a married couple, right? Let's just say a married couple. why should they kiss every time they say bye to each other?
I mean,
it doesn't mean that just because you know that I love you doesn't. I don't know.
See, oh, you don't
on,
have
go ahead. Yeah, Kristen, you had it. Come on.
Yeah. You're speaking for all of us.
I mean, you're speaking for yourself. And I'm for you, bro. Yeah,
no, Kristen, dang, dude, you're dang. The voice of these kids right here.
I mean, I wasn't gonna, like, I'm not gonna speak for a married couple because, like, I don't know, but for me, I would kiss them.
He's married to Roxy in his heart. No.
I would kiss someone because I love them. And I want to show them that I love them through that affection.
Alright, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, but if the whether or not the message gets sent or not, if you guys already know what the message is, then sending, like, it's like a, it's just like an extra message, I feel like.
Like
that it doesn't, like, whether or not it's there, it's, like, not okay. That really
what
important.
What if they're unsure?
Then why would you kiss them?
Oof. No, but, like, No, but, okay, but, like, are you gonna just, like, how long are you gonna believe in that until are you just never gonna kiss her? Or?
Until we both feel like we wanna kiss, I guess.
I was gonna say something else, but I forgot what it was. What were we saying?
How do you know when she wants to kiss you? If she doesn't make the first
kiss? I said when we both want to kiss. That could be me or her.
Oh, okay. But a hug is like. So you're going to. Okay, there's these.
I'm not saying
these,
like.
There's these distances.
I don't want to hug nobody.
No, I hear what you're saying. Look, check this out. There's these spaces. There's the public space where it's like you're in public and you like all these people are in your like public spaces, which is like 12 feet away or something like that. And then mm-hmm. there's like your social space, which is like kind of this.
Right, I understand.
And personal space mm-hmm. gets closer and an intimate space. And it's like, I feel like with intimate space, which is like dumb close, it's like you only let in people that you truly.
That you trust, you think aren't going to hurt you.
Yeah.
You're ready to be vulnerable.
And I feel like. That's a good way to show them. Like, that's, I mean, even if you do know it, or if you guys think you guys know it, like, because you guys talked about it.
Right, so basically, it doesn't matter. That's what you're saying. It doesn't matter whether it happens or not, because you said it should happen.
Did I? I guess, yeah.
So if it doesn't happen, how does the circumstance change?
Dumbfounded.
Yeah, I'm dumbfounded. I don't know what happened.
okay. So, like,
what's the point? Like, what are we going with this?
I forgot. Kid, I don't know where
we're going. All I said was we ended it with the fist bump.
Yeah. And then I said, why didn't you kiss her? Because it's a show that, I don't know, that you liked her.
So like so connection.
Or you hugged her. Or a hugger or something.
So, what does that fist bump represent to you?
I just feel like it doesn't matter. It whether hug, kiss, wave, or whatever. I mean,
you just gonna wave again.
No, all I'm saying is, like, I mean, of course, there's that personal space part. But whether or not you send that message, I feel like, isn't really that important. What's more important is the context.
But that sounds like an asexual relationship.
What do you mean?
Like, you're just showing, like, an asexual relationship. Like, they're not really showing, like, any physical affection. Like, they're like, oh, we love each other, but we don't need to show each other. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
So you're asexual.
All I'm saying is I didn't feel the need to kiss or hug. I just fist bumped, but that doesn't mean if I hugged or kissed her, I would probably feel, I guess, worse or more passionate, I guess, than I do now.
That would have changed anything?
I don't think so. I feel like I would have felt the same way toward her.
That's asexual, is it not?
Yeah.
Am I tripping here?
Like, no, I think that is asexual. Asexual isn't that when you don't feel like nothing at all,
No, shut up, kid. No, like asexual is like you don't.
Oh, without sexual feelings. That's what.
Yeah, it's like about. you don't really need to do that. You don't need to do any of that extra stuff. But like, you still have feelings. You're still human.
You're fine with the emotional
support. Yeah, you're just fine with that.
All I'm saying is, at that moment, I didn't feel like I needed to hug or kiss.
But you will want to though.
Probably. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is that at that moment in time, I didn't feel like it.
I mean, so tune in next week to see if Will's asexual or if he has a new girl. You know? Oh, yeah. Just hold on, Dragon
Ball. Bet you 90% you're
going to
have a new girl.
No. No. I actually believe in this one. I really do. I really do.
Let's place bets.
No, because, like, in all honesty.
No, less than, like, a month, bro.
No, but in all honesty, with these other girls, like yeah, we've been making fun of Will and saying, like, oh, he's been saying all this shit. But, like, if you really think about it, he hasn't really said, like, the stuff he's been saying about this girl.
I'll tell you what I think is the difference.
Every girl is different.
I spoke highly of the other females individually. I didn't really speak as highly as I do about this one, about our interaction between her and I. So I spoke more about, like, their individual qualities and how much I liked it, you know, and thought they was, like, real cool and whatnot, and how I thought, like, it was definitely, they could fit the picture, maybe, maybe not. But I feel like the way I commented about this one was, like, more so about how we interacted together. That's what I think is the difference, looking back.
That was, back then it was more, like, them, and now it's
It was more so, yeah, exactly. I was admiring them, but this one's like admiring her and I together.
Yeah, that's why I said I actually believe in this one. Mm-hmm. I trust you. If you think she's the one, then she's the one.
If you love her, then we love her.
Yeah, I love her, yeah. I can't wait to meet this girl, no bullshit. Like, I'm not even kidding.
Alright. Sure, over tonight. But no. she's busy. I'll see her Friday.
Next week?
Yeah.
Next Friday.
Damn, we're gonna be late.
So
12 to 6
being married, guys, who you guys think, like, so you guys all agreed that these three people, it's Steven, well, not Steven, Will and Adam. Well, Steven actually was the only one that said Adam.
Yeah, he said
one.
Wait, why me? I don't know, you
just look like, damn, you just look like, I hear what Steven's about to say. Like, Steven's about to say you're the type that you're not like what we're doing. Okay. Like casual dating, you wanna, if you're gonna be with someone, you're gonna be with someone. Okay. And I kind of see that. Okay. But yeah, I don't see you as a casual dater. I don't see you as like fucking these hoes and shit like that.
Hey,
I
don't see you as like, what the? That's not you.
But like, now that I said that, I kind of think the same thing for Jerry, because Jerry doesn't do the same thing.
Hey,
does he?
He's right.
You don't know.
But he doesn't though. Does he not?
I don't know. Ask him.
This kid, you know how many chances this kid had to fuck these females?
God, and
he did not. Because that has to be saying something. That's me saying, like, these girls are probably not the one. I'm not really feeling it.
Because I'm an old soul, that's why. I'm
an old soul. I put that in my Tinder bio. Yeah.
No, I actually saw something. You know, it's funny. I saw something on Facebook. It was like, the reason why old souls can't find love or whatever.
And what are you looking for? Because of that. Ready,
yo, like, old souls can't.
At a moment,
can you guys? This is not a comedy podcast. It actually is. But
Jeff has a hole in his pants where his pee-pee is.
Hey, this is a style, man.
He made that himself.
This is a style, yo.
He's ready for these females. Yep.
Alright, I guess we'll come back to that.
Nah,
Let me my boy Jerry. Let me explain this. So I
look at this kid digging in there. This kid's touching himself now. What the heck?
It's like a hole in my crotch area.
Oh my god!
And I was embarrassed of this, but like I saw an album cover of Miguel and his pants were like, he had a huge asshole, and I saw it and I was like, this guy just...
Asshole or asshole?
No,
just kidding. Just kidding.
This guy had a huge hole right where his crotch was. I'm like, this guy has a big asshole, and he's just like, he doesn't give a fuck. So why should I? So now I'm just like chilling, trying to make it bigger, you know what I mean? Hey. Like, awesome Miguel shit.
Hey, I hear that shit ripping, yo.
Okay.
So back to Jerry.
Yeah, back to Jerry.
I forgot.
He said.
So you said the reason old souls don't find love.
Oh, because they're not casual daters, as you said. Like, they can't just go out like any girl. Say like one girl a week or something like that. Just go on this girl.
One girl a week.
Go on a date with like one girl, test it out, see how it feels. She's not the one. Then go on another girl, test it out, see how it feels. Like old souls, and just they're not like that. They want to be quick. If they feel like it's right, then it's right. They're going to stay with them forever, because what we're looking for is like that one person to be with for the rest of your life. and that's it. Not just one to spend your life
so
with for 2 years, and that's it.
Do you believe that?
Yeah.
So that means you want to be with someone for the rest of your life.
Yeah. If I know she's the one, or if I'm going to be looking for someone, it has to be that one person. That's it.
So you want to be sure.
I want to be 100% sure.
100% sure, so, fellas. Take notes.
Do you want to get married, though?
You know, that... It's not that I ask myself this every day, but I do ask myself a couple of times here and there. And the answer always is like, I really don't know, because I never imagined myself getting married. I never assumed that I was going to get married. I never imagined it or like fantasized about it. I don't know. I really don't know if I want to get married or not. It depends on the girl, I guess. If it's right and it feels right, then the marriage is a possibility, a high possibility.
Hey guys, let me ask you this.
Steven just stole 20 bucks from me.
I did. I was going to forget. But yo, let's say you find your soulmate. Quote unquote soulmate, right? Hey, you guys get married and then she dies. Would you move on? You guys can answer that. I'm not going to answer it.
Why not?
That's a pretty deep question.
No. So how come you're not going to answer it? But you're going to make us answer it. That's not fair.
If you're not going to answer it, then we're not going to answer it. Moving on then.
All right, then I'll go then.
No. We were still on this one. And then you just jumped in and tried to change it.
Get your Tinder ass out of here.
Damn. See, now you almost... Now I forgot what we were talking about.
You're talking about Jerry. Talking about being 100% sure.
Yeah, so being 100%
sure. Marriage. He said he doesn't see himself, so he doesn't know getting married. Oh, no. That's what he said.
Oh, yeah.
See,
I'm 100% sure.
I don't think you're... I think I've heard this before, but you're never going to be 100% sure.
Yeah.
So you're going to be spending your whole life trying to figure that out. So might as well... Like, if you're 50% sure, then you should go for it. Because then you'll spend the rest of your life making sure each time, like, because you'll be falling in love with her, like, each day or some shit like that.
Yeah.
And it's like, and marriage, despite what these young people are doing and messing up marriage and making it have a bad reputation, marriage stands for something beautiful. And if you're, like, in a relationship with someone and you think they're the one, then you should go for it, even if you don't, like, fully know it. Isn't that the point, kind of? To go for it and then...
What, take a risk? Take a risk?
Well, not take a risk. Not take a risk. Like you don't know this girl, but you kind of... You feel in
some
this
risk.
Girl. Yeah. It has to be a risk where... Like a secure risk. A secure risk. That's what it has to be.
Yeah, I feel you.
Where... Yeah. And marriage... I know marriage... No, I don't know marriage. I know that marriage doesn't... I feel like if you're getting married, you shouldn't get a prenup. I don't agree with prenups.
Yeah,
I think me you're ready for the prenup.
It's all about like we were talking about before, trust.
Yeah.
If you marry somebody, you're gonna have 100% trust in them.
That's the point of marriage.
Like, right? I don't even think my parents have a prenup and they've been together for a long time. It's like, I don't think they're ever gonna leave each other. So it's like, should they get it or it doesn't matter?
But even then, like, if you marry someone and like you're marrying them for the right reasons and then like somehow, for some reason, it doesn't work. You guys, you still wouldn't need the prenup because, like, you would, like, settle things. You would try to settle things. You would try to work things out. You wouldn't try to, like, scam each other and
get
stuff.
Get, like, laws involved.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Wow.
Exactly.
It's just like, yeah. I had this conversation with Steven, but I forgot who else was there.
So
No, it was...
We was there.
Yeah, we were there.
Yeah, with, I'm trying to remember where it was.
Kyle.
At his house.
Oh, okay, that's where it was. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Yeah, Steven was like, no prenups. I mean, Steven was like, yes, prenups.
Mm-hmm. I think it's all about things. It's like, it depends on your perspective on things. And, you know, the glass half full, glass half empty type of people.
Yeah.
People think, like, you're going to take half my shit. That's like, what they're thinking of.
That's kind of being petty right there.
It is.
And it's like, there shouldn't be room for being petty in marriages.
Mm-hmm.
That's just, I
Keep going. This is good.
I really can't, with marriage, it's like a serious topic. And people just take it for granted. They take it like so lightly.
Yeah, they're
not like taking it seriously. And they're like, oh, I don't love you anymore. I'm done. It's just, that's why I don't want to get married. Because that mindset I know everybody has. So it's like, if I was going to get married, then I know what I'm stepping into. So like, I know that I'm gonna get married. I know that if I was gonna get married, then I know that I have to commit. like, this is gonna be my, she's gonna be, I'm gonna be with her forever. Like, that's it. It's like, there's no, like, there's no thinking about divorce. Mm-hmm. She's gonna be with me forever.
Or at least you're gonna do your best.
Yeah, I'm gonna do my best. To make and, like, sure you guys the fact that, together. Like, I don't know if she's gonna do her best, that just, like, that kind of scares me. And I'm like, that's right. Why I don't wanna get married, because I feel like the girl's not gonna be all in it. Yeah. So that's kind of my idea on marriage. Yeah.
So how would you say, like, if a girl, like, was trying to prove it to you, what are some things do you think you would accept as her way of proving that she's willing? Like, she's telling you every day, or, like, so, like, what are some things?
Here are my qualities that I want in a girl. I think it's just two things. It's just two things. I want a girl that can tolerate me, and that can...
Because Jeff be doing some crazy shit.
Yeah, dude, I be on some other shit, man. And
yeah, my dad is killed, but that's a story for another day.
I want a girl that can tolerate me, and a girl that can surprise me. Those two things right there, as long as she can do that, then I already know that I'm going to do put in my effort. So as long as she does that, then, like, I mean, I'm probably missing one more thing, but, like, that, those two things, as long as she does that, then I'm just like, yeah, I love you.
She's wifey material?
Yeah, she's wifey material. But I've never been surprised or tolerated, I guess, by a girl, so.
By a female?
Yeah, by a female.
Crystal.
You tell us about what you want in a dude.
Yeah, she surprised you.
Or girl, if you're into that, you know what I'm saying?
What's going on? I want to hear this.
Are you into females? No? Alright, tell us about the dude you want.
What?
Yeah, so, yeah, no?
I'm not into females.
Okay, so tell us about the dude.
What's your idea? Wait, go
back to the previous topic. Do you ever see yourself getting married?
And then you gotta answer the other question.
I don't know,
honestly. Not at all, boy. You know that SpongeBob? Yeah. And then what we did?
Yeah, I just did it. I heard you on that game, Trayvon.
Well, no. What? Oh, yeah.
Not at all.
Anyways.
Yeah. Still, another day.
Should we come back? Like,
yeah, come back. Like, all right,
we'll give you a time of 30 seconds. All right. So.
No, but last time when we did this, I went first, like, you made me go first, and I couldn't go first, but I let everyone else go first, which helped me decide on my decision. So.
Yeah, but we all kind of went around. Like, you and me talked about it.
The last podcast.
No. I'm talking about, like, she doesn't know what to say about the marriage part, but we kind of talked about it already. And doesn't that give her some time to kind of...
Yeah, it kind of does.
Process some thoughts about, you know... Come up with your own opinions.
No, but the thing is, she probably wasn't even listening. That's the thing. Yeah, she was in her own world, y'all.
No, one more Korean boy.
Yeah, right. Yeah, she wasn't even thinking.
Like, damn.
Isn't Crystal talking about one point she wanted more than one guy?
Mm-hmm. Oh my.
Chill out. Not on the podcast. Chill.
Oh, bro.
So, Crystal.
I don't know.
This is
it depends on the guy or if I ever like
so
a guy.
What do you need in a guy for you to like him? That's the question. What are some things? You don't gotta go like super specific. You guys would be like nice to you, right? You can say nice, can say kind.
Yes,
keep going.
You would make me laugh, but that's not hard, bro.
Keep going. Well, there's some weirdos out there who don't have no sense of humor.
That's
you don't
true,
know.
Yeah.
So,
you could legit look at Crystal in the eye and be like, table. Just start laughing now.
No, but like, don't say that. Don't say that. Those like, oh, he needs to make me laugh. He needs to be this. That's like literally everybody. Who doesn't want a person to make them laugh? Who doesn't want a person that has good sense of humor? Mm. Like, it's something deeper than that. You know what I mean? You have to go deeper. Go deep into your soul.
Hey.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Like, we can't make her go deep on the spot. Listen.
All right. Think about that question. I'm gonna come back to you. Think about it. I'm gonna come back to you.
Adam.
Last chance that you get blown up.
Am I answering her question?
Yeah. So.
Okay. First, go back to the marriage thing. Marriage. Thought about yourself being married and stuff like that.
So, have you ever thought about yourself being married?
Mm-hmm. I don't know, but I've always been the type of person that wants to save marriage. So after, I always say 30, but I feel like now that I've matured a little bit more, I think somewhere around 25, like mid-20s, if I find somebody at that time. But I just want to be like settled. Like, for example, right now, I'm not really looking just because I'm so busy with school, especially since this is the last year. I have to basically grind and try to get my degree and see where I go from there. Just because I'm not really sure where it is that I'm going after this year when I get my degree, whether I'm going like straight applying to the academy or do I want to keep going and like get another degree. I know I'm going off topic.
No, go ahead, bro.
This is on topic.
This is you. This is your time right now. Take control.
So I'm not really looking right now. It's because I feel like I'm busy. And I feel like for you to commit yourself to a relationship, you got to give it time. And that's just something I don't have right now. Not saying that I won't ever have it.
Besides the generic, superficial things, what are the types of qualities you want in this female that you potentially want to marry?
Well, I always said it before. Well, I don't know if I said it out loud, but the reason why I like my ex so much, I'm not gonna say that.
Oh my god. I'm sorry. Keep going.
Okay, she don't watch the podcast.
No, but I don't want to name her.
We'll call her Billy.
Go ahead.
Alright, it's because I feel like out of every girl that I liked, and I liked a lot.
Hey,
that is a dumbass long list.
But it wasn't. Good it wasn't Lord. Like it wasn't like out
it was
of
like a new girl each week. Hey.
Like,
yeah. New girl.
It wasn't because I didn't like him like that. It's just like I saw him as cute. And I'm like, damn, like horny ass little kid.
Oh.
Nah, but what set my ex apart from all of them was because from the time that I've known her, she's always, like, not giving me attention, but she's always looked at me differently than, for example, girls that I like. Because I can say that out of all the girls that I liked, one that I felt like I had a connection with were my ex and probably, like, one or two others. I have to think about that, but, like, they actually, like, paid attention to who I was. And kind of, not say like you, like, what'd you say? Tolerate?
Yeah.
But I guess in a way, like,
accept
you for who you are.
So, someone that can take the time to fall in love with you and someone that can accept you for who you are?
Yeah, basically.
That's some shit, yeah. I feel that.
That makes sense?
It does, it really does.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
We'll try to move, try to make sure like he's not next.
I know, right?
You're next.
What are you trying to hide for?
You're next.
Get your ass back under that table.
Do I see myself getting married?
Do you see yourself getting married?
The answer is... drum roll, please.
And find out in the next week's podcast! Yay!
The answer is yes.
Ring, ring, ring.
No, just kidding. The answer is yes. And the second question, what kind of qualities would I like my wife to have?
Could you elaborate on, like, seeing yourself getting married?
I'm not against the ceremony, and I think the celebration is cool. The part of the families getting together, meeting one another, and then, well, that won't be the first time meeting, but just meeting in general together, the families coming together and whatnot, and like celebrating. It's on pause. Where did it leave off?
My phone froze, yo. Did it really freeze? iOS 11, man. That fucking sucks. I'm so tight. If this thing deletes, I will cry.
Your phone froze?
I think so.
I kind of want to save this.
Damn, I wasn't like, I didn't even. Do you guys eat your burgers?
Just tell me who you want me to
swipe.
I don't want to save it because I'm really
good. It's good, yeah.
Gross.
Mine's ran out.
That's salty.
That's super liking people.
Yo, what is this? Fix this. Hey, I fixed it.
I know it was good for like three minutes.
Anyways, yo, listen up, yo. The phone kind of froze. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? We back. So I was talking about the ceremony of marriage. I think it's pretty cool of the part. Everybody getting together and whatnot, the families having a good time and whatnot. And it's just cool to have everybody together in one place celebrating two individuals. That part's kind of crazy now I think about it. Of like everybody supporting these two individuals and coming together for the sole fact of they're going to spend the rest of their lives together. It's kind of like in initiation, basically. That's what it is. Like initiation of two support systems becoming one. Basically two families or friends and families and whatnot. So I think that part's cool. That's why I'm willing to do it.
So you, when you get married, you want a ceremony? A party? Like you want a big extravagant?
I don't know about big extravagant. What I care about most, maybe, is like... if I were to put a wedding together, is I like it to be in like a nice place, I guess. Like, not chapel. Like, I don't know. I don't think a chapel. I don't think I do. But like outdoors, maybe. I like the outdoors, you know what I'm saying?
And like, what's the guest list? Like 100 people?
I don't know. I'm not really a fan of like having like big parties and like big ceremonies and whatnot. Maybe like a little social gathering type of thing, you know what I'm saying?
Are you invited?
Yeah, you guys are invited.
Who's the best man?
I don't know. I told Shigun he would be in high school.
Damn.
He told me I would be his too, but we'll have to see what happens.
Alright.
But if y'all don't know Aluwa Shigun Ajifosoye, my boy's from Nigeria and he's a beast.
If you don't know Aluwa Shigun Ajifosoye, you shouldn't be watching this. You shouldn't be listening to this podcast.
Go, yo, my boy's famous, yo.
Yo, y'all don't even know.
His legends.
But,
my boy used to hunt tigers in Nigeria, yo. That's what he said.
He's a run of lions.
For real.
He's a beast,
though. Anyways, he can. He'd be dribbling for like 10 minutes at a time for no reason. But anyways, what qualities would I like in my wife, my future wife? I would say all the things that's been said, definitely. I would like her to be able to, I guess, make the same amount of sacrifices that I would, or more, you know what I'm saying? That'd be cool. But I wanted to feel like, not even in her part or my part, like neither one of us are pulling more weight than the other. So it has to be like a balance and whatnot. And also, I mean, I don't want to mention, I guess, the general stuff. Like, she has to be nice and whatnot. But she has to be, like, somebody that can kind of contribute to the same mission that I want in my life. Because if you have one person going about their life completely different than yours, then chances are that the relationship's going to fail. Because you have one person with one set of values, and then you have you with this set of values, and then if you guys have, like, completely different values, obviously there's going to be a big disconnect, and it's probably going to fail. But, so, we have to have somewhat of the same qualities, I guess, and those qualities are, like, you know, I don't, if I see her like trying to like punch people and kill people for no reason, then obviously that has to end, definitely. But like, so like kindness and whatnot, I guess you can say kind of like expression of the five languages of love. I didn't read the book, but it's a book that I heard about. The five languages of love are physical touch, quality time, acts of service, bearing gifts, and crap, this one more. What is it? There's one more. Words of affirmation. I think that's a pretty good representation of what the five languages of love mean. And whether it be surprise or no surprise, as long as she's expressing some of that every now and then and granting me assurance, then we're cool with that, you know what I'm saying? And I think that's all she wrote.
My boy, bro. Above and beyond.
Barely.
Steven Penafield.
Squid Deuces. What's up?
What's up?
Yo, your boy's sweating over there. Can you want me to get you a t-shirt, yo? Yo, turn the AC, yo. You turn it on. Yo, I hope it's not too loud, though, Ben. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah,
that's about strong. To turn the AC because your boy's sweating over there.
Yeah, nah, I'll be all
right. Anyways.
Steven, what's your...
Have you ever thought about getting married?
Yeah.
Have you ever fantasized about it?
Yes. But probably my idea is a little bit different. I actually am thinking about having two weddings.
What?
So the second wedding is obviously the big one where everybody comes and stuff. You know, that's when we have the big party. We have champagne bottles just popping everywhere. And,
ooh,
like,
we used to have money.
Fun and shit. You know what I mean? That's when like all you just get to make a speech and roast me.
So who's gonna be the best man at this wedding, Steven?
We already discussed this. Yeah.
Who?
It's gonna be
so much.
That was a drummer.
All of you, because I'm a corny ass kid. Yes,
the
dumb
Steven. Nah.
Dave's calling you a man, yo. Oh, that's yo, Deck. He called Crystal a man. That's it.
Okay.
I'm gonna cry.
but no.
My hands cold.
We had this conversation, me and Guillaume. And I asked him if he would be my best man.
This kid,
yeah. Yo, look, Gary, no.
wait. It's already crying. No, wait.
All right.
Okay.
Steven, yeah, continue, Steven. Well, so, you asked me, Steven, what'd you say? You asked me to become your best friend, best man, your best man, yeah. And what was my answer to that?
You said I'm honored for you. But he said at this moment, no.
Damn.
What?
Damn.
Should I explain it or should?
Go ahead. You said it.
Well, I didn't really say. I don't think I said no. I don't think I gave a definitive answer.
You said it would have been different if you were already with a girl. You've been for years.
Huh?
See, I thought of it like this: Steven, being Steven now, and not being with this with any girl right now, and being like a slut right now. Steven, no, but check this out. So Steven, if Steven were to get married right now, if Steven were to get married, like where he is right now, he's not gonna get married now. He's gonna get married close to 10 years later down in the line, and at that time, in 10 years, I'm gonna be honest. I might not see you guys for like half of those years. Like, no, we might not see each other for half of those years because we're gonna be off living our lives.
I'm gonna be here.
And we're gonna be like, we're gonna be working hard in our lives, like trying to do our passions. And we're just like, we're not gonna make time like this anymore, which is gonna suck. But like, at that, say Steven does get married 10 years down the line, his life is gonna be completely different. He's gonna have a whole new best friends, whole new freaking group. So he does get married and he invites me. I go to the wedding. I'm thinking, I'm the best man. And then some kid's like, yo, what are you doing? I'm the best man.
Jarhead, right?
And I'm like,
jarhead.
Damn.
Yeah, that's what you guys are.
But like, it's gonna be like that because like, Steven's gonna move on. We're not gonna, we're gonna stay friends, but we're not gonna stay as close as we are right now later on. I mean, that's what I think because like, I feel like life is gonna get in the way, like, to be honest. And I can't just prematurely say yes to a 10-year commitment like that. That's kind of, that's like, if Steven had to go now that he'd been dating for like the past 3 years, then yeah, I said yeah, because like, I would believe in his relationship. I would believe that Steven's going to get married with this girl that he's been with for so long. But right now, I don't know when he's going to meet this girl. And when he does, how do I know we're still going to talk? What if the military life changes it?
We don't talk anymore.
Steven's, yeah, we don't. You might be singing that song. So, yeah. That's my answer to that.
So he's indefinite.
What?
Yes, so you're indefinite to my answer. Your answer's indefinite.
I guess, yeah.
Indefinite, yeah.
So, yeah, Steven. Thanks. But I'll answer that question. I'll answer that question. 10 years, if we're still friends 10 years from now.
Are you willing to wait for his answer? Or would somebody else feel that if he doesn't answer by 10 years?
Yeah, I can't say that because I don't, like he said, I don't know what's going to happen. For all we know, I can probably.
So what if you guys are like two like in two different complete parts of the world? Would you still ask him in 10 years? Because I feel like no matter where you guys are, if you guys want something to happen, you can just say, you want to be my best man? And then, I mean, sure, you might have to pull some strings or whatnot. Like call out from work, but then you can still go to his wedding and be his best man.
But are you gonna ask Shagun to be your best friend if you guys don't talk to each other for the next like 10 years? Like are you really gonna have best friends 10 years from now and then look back and be like, nah, I can't ask you, bro. I asked Shagun in high school. I gotta do that. Like, are you really gonna do that?
I don't know.
I think Shogun would understand, though. If you,
yeah, Shogun definitely would.
So it's just like, you can't really predict the future like that, so.
So it's kind of, but then again, at the same time, like, now I think about it, it's like, I kind of meant it, but then, like, you know what I'm saying? I was like in high school, like, so like.
I was just playing, right? No, I was
playing, right? But then, like,
I got my speech ready. Yeah.
What are you doing?
Dude, what you doing?
I'm about to
get your black ass out of here, bro.
Sheesh.
Damn. Nah, but yeah.
But so, yeah, I get you guys.
Yeah. So, that was your answer on marriage, but what is your ideal woman that you're going to get married to?
My ideal woman. For all the reasons everybody else has said, and
yeah, you really can't give any other answers.
What?
You really can't think of any other answers, like
we kind of want the same thing.
Yeah, we all kind of really want the same thing.
But, I mean, for me, it's like someone who can like deal with me.
Tolerate, yeah.
Yeah, and also someone that I can like truly, truly open up. Because I feel like when I'm trying to express my feelings, it's very hard for me, just because like, well, two things. I've always been kind of an introverted individual, and also because like I feel like it's kind of a pride thing where it's like, why am I complaining about my feelings? Like, fuck this. Like, I'm a man. I shouldn't be like.
So because you're a man, you shouldn't be able to express yourself freely.
That's just the mentality I have, and it's like.
So what if you could change the definition of what a man is in your head? Would you be willing to do it?
Well, see, if that's the case, then I wouldn't be joining the military.
Really, kind of, that's kind of true. But like,
if you're saying like men don't open up to their feelings, what if the world completely changed and then the definition of what a man is, opening up is a big part of that definition?
Well, then that could be true, but I mean, like, it wouldn't change. I mean, would it change for me? Like, would I want to change?
That's the thing. Because
then
I'm
that's
asking.
The norm, and it's like, do you really want to be the norm?
So,
that's,
but if you're going against what you want most, why do it? Like, if you want to open up, but you're not willing to,
I guess it's at this point, it's like kind of like she's the exception at that point. Not well, that makes sense. I don't know if that's bad or not, but for me, it's like I would only want to open up to you or to you guys, but mostly I would want to open up.
You're
to
a Cancer too, right?
I'm a Gemini.
Aren't Geminis like they don't open up at all or something?
I don't know nothing about horoscopes.
Probably, yeah. But yeah, like I said, like my wife would be the absolute exception. Like, I would want to open up to her, and like, yeah, like she has to have that that ability to like, for me to trust her, and yeah, another thing is trust and communication. Those are already
implied.
Those two are like the things. Like for me, that's like if you don't have those, then it's like your relationship is bound to fail.
If you don't have those, then you don't know, then you're too young to be in a relationship, basically. That's what I think. No, you're not too young, but you're too
immature
to be.
You just don't know.
I mean, what do you mean don't know? Like,
I mean, like, do you believe in young love? Because I kind of think we like put that on. Like, I feel like we kind of just use that like in a bad way. I don't think young love is a bad thing. I feel like any type of love is an amazing thing. You know, love is love. It's something, like I said, it's something people don't feel. Like they try not to. Show, it's kind of sucks. So that's when people feel love. It's like, God, like express it, feel the emotion, because not a lot of people feel that. Not a lot of people will ever get that experience.
It's better to have loved and lost than never loved again at all. Yes. But I want to get into that, but not right now. I want to wait for these two people to answer the question. Jerry, it's your turn.
Bring your ankle tool here first. So do I ever see myself getting married?
Jerry really kind of, yeah, he kind of answered this. But what's your type? What's the
quality?
Yeah.
What my type? What?
Yeah. What's the? Who's this ideal woman that you want to get married to? What are her qualities?
That's hard. That's really hard.
I've been thinking.
What'd you say?
I said I hope she's been thinking.
Let's see. I do want to like a very goal-driven type of woman. A woman that's that has goals for herself, that wants to do something with her life, whether it's a career or I don't know, anything in her life that she really wants to do and really passionate about it. I want like that type of female, I guess you could say individual type of female. Someone that she could do something on her own, you know, she's not very dependent and stuff like that. That's like the only thing I could really think of as like that really matters for me. Like,
yeah, the podcast is gonna end and we're all probably gonna think of like 10 things and be like, damn, I should have said that.
I know, yeah, right?
But like, yeah, it's gonna be like, that's why I wanna keep going. I wanna make it keep going.
But as of now, like, I do want like a very career driven type of woman or goal driven type of woman. I want her to do something with her life, you know what I mean? Yeah.
And now, the person that's been avoiding this question for so long.
Crystal Dio. That's with a K, that's with a C, that's with an I, that's with a Y.
The goal is for I think for me, is to get each one of you guys to like, to get to the state Steven was at. Not like fully like burst into tears.
But oh, like, yeah. But yeah, like, I was drunk that day.
But, like, yeah, get to that vulnerability stage where you feel like you're open enough to tell not just me or anyone. And
Crystal's too.
I feel like Chris, if when the day that happens for Crystal, it's going to be a fucking disaster.
She's gonna, when I open up?
Yeah, I feel like you're going to just go bananas.
You start swinging at us and shit.
You ever see something in America? So spiked, so
she laughed. I mean, it's not like I haven't
thinking.
Yo, why is gonna do?
Oh my god, I'm so tired, bro. I'm in.
Oh. Oh man. Okay. Anyways.
Yeah.
You know. You never thinking about it. But yeah, continue.
It's not like I haven't thought about it, but I don't know. It depends on the person. Cause I don't know.
What do you mean it depends on the person?
Alright, so what?
Like, if they don't want to get married, then I'm not gonna like force them to marry me.
Okay, so what? I feel like this would help. What are some things that I guess would turn you off? So then we can kind of imply the opposite, maybe, okay, or somewhat like that. So what are some things that like you wouldn't want in a man in your relationship?
I don't know, someone to push you to do something that you don't want to do.
Alright. Making you do things you don't want to do.
That's something.
You don't know if she wants to do that or not.
Crystal,
apply that.
Yeah, chill out.
If your man's told you he wanted to.
On your honeymoon.
Hell
no.
No.
That's disgusting, bro.
If you were to see yourself getting married, then you're gonna see yourself getting married to the right person. And if you see yourself getting married to the right person, then you're gonna fall in love with them. You're gonna be madly in love with them. When you're on that honeymoon, you're gonna be in that mood where you guys are gonna feel so sensual and sexual and like feeling happy. And then he's gonna whisper in your ear. Yeah.
Like, hey, baby girl, eat my butt.
You're going to do it without
kidding. Like, no. All right, baby. So you said you don't want him to make you do things you don't want to do.
Yeah.
What are some other things that would turn you off?
I don't know. It's because I don't have the
like,
type.
Do you feel like there's such thing as talking too much that would bother you? Or do you feel like there's such thing as not talking enough that would bother you?
I guess if he doesn't.
Like, he doesn't talk to you? You guys just sit there and look at each other?
You wouldn't want
that, right? Or would you?
A shy person?
Because I can be shy too, but we can get past that point to the point where we can talk at least. I would want to get to that stage and have that connection, bro.
Yeah. If you guys were to get married, would you guys get prenups?
Me?
Yeah, Chris.
I wouldn't.
My parents still got prenups and they've been together for like 17 years so far, so I got faith.
How about you, Adam? What? Did you get a prenup?
No.
No?
No.
Adam says no, fellas.
Jerry. Oh, my fault. Nah.
Steven?
You already know my answer.
They don't know, yo.
They don't know.
I would get a prenup.
Steven says yes.
Okay, so if you would get a prenup, and what about this? There's some story you concocted about this girl that you, that the girl, the qualities and everything. If you're getting two marriages and you really love this girl, so like, if you really love this girl, why are you getting a prenup?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I just figure it's like, okay, look, I feel like people give.
Before you said that, you did say trust and communication, right?
Yes.
Did you say that?
Yes.
So, is it part of trusting like they're not gonna scam you? Or
yes. See, and that's where I'm gonna be a hypocrite, and I.
So why be a hypocrite? Just not be a hypocrite.
Well, I mean, we're all hypocrites in nature, so.
No, I try not. I try my best.
Shut up! Shut up!
I really do. Yeah. I try not to be a hypocrite.
Speak for yourself.
Oh man! But no, see, I feel like it's one of those things where it's like, it's just one of those things like. You know, for me, it's like, it makes sense to, like, get it, you know? And I feel like people either have not read enough about prenups, or just stupid people give, like, prenups a bad rep. Even though, like, it kind of is, like, in a way you're, like, saying, like, oh, I don't trust you. I don't view it that way. I just view it as, like, hey, you know, in the event, I'm thinking about everything. I'm a very logical person when it comes to this. It's kind of, like, yeah, very logical. I'm like, okay, you know, we love each other, blah, blah, blah. But in the rare event that something happens, I don't want to get screwed, and I don't want you to get screwed. So I want to have us to have a conversation, make this conversation about call a prenup. Just say what's going to happen, blah, blah, blah. In the unlikely event something's going to happen. I'm not saying there is, but, you know, it's like, you never know. Life can happen. And so I try to, like, not put as much, you know, emphasis on the fact that it's like, oh, you know, I'm saying we're going to get divorced. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying you have to consider all things. And
what kind of life?
No, you know what it is? I feel like I just realized there's two types of people. There's people that think life happens to them, and there's people that think they create life. Right?
And what's...
Steven's saying... He said, in the event that life happens, right? But you might be thinking, like, you can be the creator of the events that happen in your life.
Oh, that's my boy.
Right? I mean, no, that's what it sounds like. There's people who think life happens to them. There's other
people that think any type of life.
So, yeah, so Steven,
I feel like that's just an observation.
I was going to say something that just sounded like what Will said, but I forgot what it was.
What was the last thing you said? He said something about he thinks very logically about it in the event that something happens or life happens.
Oh, okay, so let's just make an example. Like, what could happen that would force you guys to get a divorce?
I mean, if she falls out of love.
But
see, okay, at that point, would you try to fight it?
But like, I understand that. But like, I feel like you could kind of, couldn't you like, get a little glimpse, like I probably like. Am I forcing it to say that you can kind of get a glimpse to see the future with someone and if they're gonna be committed or not?
But wouldn't that be kind of like a little bit of ignorance is bliss kind of dash right there? Like, you know what I mean?
Why don't you just make sure that she is the right person to marry before you?
But isn't that kind of what goes to Jeffy? Never 100% sure. Yeah. So it's like, it's like.
No, the way she is, like. See, can't you guys just talk about it and say, I'm going to give you this and you're going to give me this? Or, like, you guys can just not have something legal involved and just be aware that you guys are going to give this to you or
see,
give this
see,
to you
and
or
I,
not.
And I would understand it, but, like, for me, it's like, if she, like for me, it's like, I don't, like, I sound so, like, such a hypocrite when I say this, but it's like, as much trust as I give people, it's like, you always have to look out for yourself. And like, I wish that we live in a perfect world where we can just be like, your word is your word. But it's just sometimes it's just, you know, like, there's going to be instances where, like, it's not going to work out. And it's going to be like, For me, an instance would be like, I'm just making this up. It probably might not happen, but whatever. Like, let's say, like, I agreed I was gonna take half my money. My money is my money, right? Then, like, my something happens and we just get in an argument. She's like, no, like, I'm taking half your money. It's like, what the fuck? Like, that's my money. I worked for it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that is my hard-earned money.
But, okay, but that, okay, that person that you're, that's agreeing to not take your money, they're like, back to what that discussion we had in the last podcast about what being a human is standing up for your rights, and no matter what hits you, you're still standing for your rights. But I feel like that can apply to, like, marriage. Like, if you agree with someone, that's you kind of, like, that's, like, you believe in something and you're standing up for it. Mm-hmm. And no matter what hits you, you're still going to be there because that, like, you, like, you believe in that. Does that make sense? Am I making sense here?
Sort of.
Like, yeah. So then, wouldn't that count with, like, if you're marrying someone...
You're talking about the quality.
Yeah, like, the quality, have. Yeah, the quality that she has. Want in her. Yeah, like,
that... Sure about the quality.
And if she has these qualities, and she believes in these qualities, then it doesn't matter what happens. Like, she's still gonna believe in these qualities. So, like, if she's like, I'm a faithful girl, like, I believe in... Like, I know I'm a faithful girl, no matter what. And, like, if something happens, like, no, I'm faithful. Like, I'm not gonna change because something happened.
Okay, that's the case, and it's like, comes to that question, okay, then let's just make this prenup, why not just do it, right? I mean?
See, it's like, you can do it, or you don't do it, but the thing is, it's like, either way, it doesn't matter, so it's like, if that's what you're saying, if that's gonna happen, then whether you make it or not, doesn't matter, but you're implying that you should do it, because, well, the only reason, that the motive behind it then, was because you believe there's risk, but you're saying that, it's, even if that's the case, And you guys aren't gonna break up. You're saying we should make it anyways. But the question is, why are you gonna do it anyways? And I would think that it's because you believe that there's risk involved.
I see. Like then, like this is where it, like, well, like that whole like, would you buy a gun for your house kind of argument comes in. I don't know how you guys feel about that.
I feel you can't. That's like a different type of,
because you spent time with this woman. The house part is like some random dude coming in and trying to kill your family.
That's way different. Like you
there's
can't
no emotional attachment.
Yeah,
to it.
You can't really say that. Like for that, that's like money. You can't like compare money to like love. It's like money.
Well, I mean,
money is like
if someone breaks in, isn't that kind of putting your family in danger?
Yeah, but you don't know this dude. This is your one you're planning to marry. That's the thing. You spent time with her. You decided to
I'm
marry
talking
her
about
for a
in
reason.
The sense that it's like, hey, you know, like, you know, I'm not saying like, you know, there's gonna be robberies here and there, but I'm just saying just in case.
No,
something does happen.
I think we're agreeing with you. Like, yeah, we should get a gun and all, but like that's
we should get a gun.
Yeah, but that's different from yeah. That's like
prenup.
That's like how do you like you can shoot a robot because you know it doesn't have feelings, but like you can't shoot a person because like it's a person.
See, but okay, I think you're not hearing from my point. Like, I want to get married. I'm not saying.
No,
like,
I know. Yeah, we hear that part. And you want to get married.
Not,
you love this girl,
like,
but you want
to
get.
I'm trying to like convince you guys. This. I'm not saying we're gonna get divorced. Like, I love you. I wouldn't be marrying you if I did not love you and I did not want to be with you for the rest of my life.
Okay, but
I'm just saying I want this document because I want to protect both of us. What if we have kids and something happens? If we don't have a prenup, then that's. Your everything that you have, if you do not have a prenup, this is like search this up. Everything that is of yours will be determined by the judge. And at that point it's like
it only gets determined if you guys settle a divorce. So what if you guys just split and never file for a divorce?
Well then yeah, I mean that's different, but it's like for me it's like if I'm gonna like you know what I mean, if she wants to get divorced or if some like I wanna get divorced.
So the qualities that you would want in this woman, part of it would be, well, a byproduct of the qualities that you want in this woman would be that you're allowing that small bit of risk of a divorce with the qualities you want in this woman. Because you can say, the qualities that I want in this woman are no chances that there's going to be a divorce. But if you're saying the qualities that you want in this woman are A, B, C, and D, and you're allowing that small risk of divorce, you're saying you're willing to allow that to pass, but still be married to her. That's why. I think we got it. Does that make sense, though?
He probably still disagrees. He disagrees.
No, what I'm saying is, so Steven has these qualifications, right? Even see, like, he wants this girl to be, like, you know, family girl, you know what I'm saying? Loyal, whatever, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The qualities he has there's a small chance that he's allowing because of these qualities, right? There's a small chance that he's allowing to pass for a divorce to happen. If he were to reconstruct that list of qualities and say, with these qualities, it's strictly that there's going to be no divorce, there's no chance. But he's saying he's not taking that route.
Mm-hmm.
So the qualifications he has, there's a small chance that there is going to be a divorce because the list he has or whatever, that's what he wants. Right? So there's a small risk that's going to happen. And he's allowing that to like be part of the marriage. He's willing to accept that part of her, that she's willing to divorce.
Okay, so...
Because if he wasn't accepting all those, at least that small risk of divorce, he would have a different list of qualities he wants in this woman. Because he, let's say, as like his definition for like faithful and loyal and all that stuff, basically his definition means that there's a small risk of divorce that could happen. Whereas we're saying faithful and loyal means there's no chance you would ever get divorced.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I guess.
Kind of.
So he's like allowing that little bit to pass, and he's saying if that little bit, that small percentage happens, that was his wife, that was the qualities that she had, and he was like, yeah, okay, I'm down for this. They got married and whatnot. But let's say in the beginning, he chose a different woman with these qualities, this certain list of qualities that had no chance of divorcing, the end result would be no divorce. But because he chose the small risk of there being a divorce because he wanted this girl or whatever, the end result is possibly divorce.
So he's kind of, isn't that like, so he's having a negative thought about it?
He's having doubt?
Yeah. That would be, because you're allowing that small risk to pass, right? That small percentage, like 0.001, and so you're saying if that happens. Like, so he could reevaluate his list of qualities he wants in a woman. So that's up to him.
So you're in the same boat as us, but you just like you love this girl, but in the back of your mind, this could happen.
Just in case this happens. We have this legal document.
But we're here, we're like, we're all in.
Yeah.
And if we die, we're dying.
It's game over.
You're just like, yeah, I'm in, but I got the rope. I got the rope.
I gotta make
just
it.
Just in case, you know what I mean?
I guess I look at things differently. For me,
it's
perfectly fine. You're just trying to...
Like, for me, it's like... marriage is a big part of... Like, for me, it's my life. Like, that's my life that I'm trying to share with somebody. I mean, at the end of the day, like, my life is my life. There's no one you should care about more than yourself and family, of course. But, you know... Like, there's no one that you should take care of more than yourself. And, you know, for me, it's like, you know what, you can do all that, but at some point, like, you gotta, like, look out for yourself. And I'm not saying, like, you know, someone's gonna do you dirty. I hope none of that happens. Like I said, in an ideal, perfect world, I wish that was the case. But it's not. And maybe I'm just a byproduct of all the negative shit that's happening in this world. Maybe that's why. Maybe that's this.
Mm-hmm.
These influences are what gave me this mindset. Some might say it's you're logical. Some might say you're not letting yourself express yourself fully. Do I know the answer to that? I don't know. Only time will tell. For all we know, I might get married without a prenup.
Here's the thing. For all you know, that could happen, and for all you know, I could get married with a prenup. Like,
yeah.
Like your words, like they're almost sway. Like they could sway me. They really could. Like I could, at the end of the day, like oh man, this kid's right. Like at the end of the day, I never know what happens and shit like that. But so.
And I'm gonna leave you guys with a quote by Stephanie Bova. She's my business communication instructor at Europe X Providence.
For me.
She said that, well, we were having a debate, but it kind of just a little bit spoke out of me. It's like, if you're arguing something and you can't, for example, you're against marijuana, right? If you can't defend why marijuana should be legal, then you don't know anything, then you don't know what you're talking about. So it's like, you kind of need to see both. You kind of need to understand and know both standpoints mm-hmm. before you can make a decision. Mm-hmm. So for all you fuckers out there who are like, you know, kind of like, drawing judges out there, it's like, you know, read your stuff and then, you know, come back with a... If you still think the same way, then, hey, at least you kind of know and you kind of educate yourself. That's all I'm saying. But, yeah.
I honestly think this was a good, pretty healthy discussion, right?
Yeah. Can no, this was good.
Chris is about sleep. She bored.
I just had another question.
I'm gonna say like if you guys have anything to add, like, another question. Yeah, add some other stuff.
So, prequel. Let's say you've been with a girl.
You've been with a girl.
7 years, right?
7 years.
You guys love each other.
You guys love each other.
You guys support each other.
Support each other.
You see the qualities in her.
See the qualities in her. He said, "Look, so I'm saying."
Is it okay to live you guys, like live together, live you guys' life together, to move in together, and everything like that, and not get married?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you?
I mean, you guys.
Is that fine?
Basically, the ceremony is like a celebration between families, and like some dude that's reading something and a ring, and without that, I don't think that plays that huge of a role in determining whether somebody should get married or not. I mean, you think about it, right? The tribes people, they ain't getting married, but they live together.
Mm-hmm. Did they have rituals though? No.
I mean, they probably did, but let's say, even if they didn't have rituals, and we did say, okay, they've been together for like 20 years.
Yeah.
I mean, the possibility is there. It's like, it's not necessarily right or wrong, but it's a matter of where you're coming from. That's all. That's what I have to say.
Can you be with a girl and not get married with them?
Yeah.
Not have the thought about marriage.
Yeah, I think you can, because like, marriage is like something that we created to make ourselves feel kind of better about ourselves.
Yeah, it's just like a celebration. Like
finalize kind of period.
You don't really do anything. Like,
because it's a
live your life.
It's a short experience. It's not like an experience. The term marriage is to symbolize that short celebration. Marriage doesn't mean your entire life together with someone. Your entire life together with someone is called a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the relationship is different from the marriage. And if you're going for a relationship, then marriage can be out of the picture, because that's a completely different word and it's defining something else.
Yeah. It's like talking about religion and saying, oh, I don't believe in God.
Yeah.
It's like, nah, it's two different things.
Mm. Wait, what?
God and religion.
God and religion?
Yeah. Like, it's like,
so he's saying it's two different things.
I guess
things.
So.
But yeah, that's a different discussion. Does anyone else want to add some other stuff?
Oh, about? I want to answer my questions all you. I'll go first, just so because you guys keep.
Right.
And we're out of time. Just kidding.
So, let's say you guys get married and meet the love of your life, quote unquote soulmate, and she passes away. Would you be able to move on? Me personally,
like not get into another relationship. That's
yes,
what you mean?
Yes. Me. It would be difficult.
How old am I?
All right, let's say you got married, like, you guys are married for 10 years.
No, how old am I? Like,
let's say, I'm 35.
Okay, 35.
I'll go first.
I know, that's still really young. I can't, I don't know. Go ahead.
Me? Like, if my significant other died, it would be a while. It would take a while for me to, like, find someone else.
This kid thinks he's slick. This kid's getting all his shit from How I Met Your Mother. What the hell? Hey, you stupid bastard.
Hey, I answered.
Hey, How I Met Your Mother is a great show. You guys need to watch that.
I don't even watch it.
Yo, How I Met Your Mother is beautiful.
It's not even top 10 show of all time.
My communication professor put an episode of How I Met Your Mother on the class, and we watched the whole... I loved him. Like, he watches How I Met Your Mother, too. I love that class. But, yeah. This kid just copied How I Met Your Mother with the marriage, with that situation. But yeah, if I was Ted's situation, Ted's found the love of his life, the perfect girlfriend, his soulmate, and she died, and he waited 6 years to tell the kids how he met their mom. And at the end of the story,
the story for everybody.
But
just a spoiler alert.
The story is mostly about him and his like 20s, like
basically
30s, his
30s. His mom. It's basically the title.
But like in it, he doesn't really talk about the mom mostly. He talks about his love for these other females, especially this one female that he's currently best friends with. And at the end of the story, his kids tell him,
"It's okay.
It's okay. You can love someone else. You can go for that girl that you keep mentioning, which is the best friend." And he does go for it at the end. So basically, he does move on after 6 years of his soulmate dying. So if Ted can do it, I can do it. So that's your answer.
Ted's a fictional character.
Yeah, but it's based on like on, like, based on life, you know what I mean?
It's based on some bullshit. It's not even top 100 best shows.
Oh my god. That show is fucking bomb.
It's not top 50.
It's the best. It's the best show. Special ever.
Walking Dead's better than that. You know what's sad? Friends is higher than that.
It really is.
No, it's not. Friends sucks.
I'm sorry. Friends is like top.
Friends is horrible. Friends is horrible. How much more there?
But yeah, guys, just a little heads up. The next topic we're going to discuss on our third podcast will be the usage of the...
Well, you got kids?
Those are my those are my fans. But next week, we'll be having a discussion on the usage of the N-word. And I'm not saying anything, but it's like some people have a lot of explaining to you to do for the usage of the N-word. So that's what I'm saying.
Well...
wait, does anyone, like, before we end this podcast, does anyone have any lasting words? Anyone? About anything? Because I feel like you said you had some stuff you wanted to say. Like, you felt like, oh, when this podcast is over, you might think of something.
Nothing.
Alright, guys, we'll see you on the next one. Deuces.
Peace. See ya, yo.